Farouk, have you cried?
No, surprisingly not yet. I think I'm also in that celebratory mood. I'm just thanking Nelson Mandela for giving me my freedom, for giving me my dignity, for ending racism in South Africa. And basically, I was a second-class citizen in my land of birth. And because of him, I'm now treated like a normal human being with equal rights. So, no, I haven't yet cried. I'm sure I will go and cry at some point, maybe the day he's buried.
From your part, you talk about, you know, the fact that he made you believe in yourself as a South African because you felt before that you were a second-class citizen in your own country. Let's talk about a bit of legacy for South Africans having existed at this point in time. What thoughts will South Africans hold dear of Nelson Mandela?
Mr. Mandela represented the golden age of the ANC. He was no prophet, you know. He basically saw himself as a servant of the people. He did not suffer from a big chief mentality like many other leaders in Africa. And he basically personified their dreams. He is what we all want to be, just a decent human being, gracious, magnanimous, forgiving, thinking, you know. I mean, he was basically just the perfect human being in many ways. Of course, he had some flaws too. Let's not deny that. But he was just far greater. I mean, you could overlook his flaws just because of his personality, because he was such a magnanimous, gracious human being. You could attack Mandela. You could criticize Mandela. And he will take it. I mean, he will not put you down.